What's up, everyone? Welcome to On the Deck. I am your host here, Miko Tolliver. I'm here with our interim general manager, Mr. Antonio Ortiz.
Yes. Yeah. I am here. It is the beginning of, it's March.
It's the beginning of March. That's right. We got March announcements for you. That's right. We're doing the monthly On the Deck. So this, we're going to cover information for the whole month so you know what's going on here. Again, my name is Miko Tolliver. You can find me around on the interwebs at Miko Tolliver with two L's. And Antonio is not super into social media, even though this is a social media show.
Yes. This is the grand experiment that is On the Deck.
It's actually going pretty well. Yes. It's going pretty well, and I'm actually going to show you as we get further along into this video how we are growing and expanding. In fact, I feel like I point that out every week, how we grow and expand, and it's working. You're going to see that. All right.
It's kind of slowly encroaching on my life, and then one day I'll be on social media nonstop, 24/7.
Yeah, we're going to have a show like every day. Be careful if you say that. Be careful. Okay. It's real. Real.
Don't
put
it, don't manifest. No kidding.
No manifest, yes.
But we are going to manifest some things.
Yes.
And what are we going to manifest in the month of March?
In the month of March. Let's manifest. Let's get it up there. March announcements. That's right. It's March 2024. We got announcements for you for the month of March. Everything that's going to happen. I have to just, as we went over everything and we put it up here, I forgot to include, you know, Easter is this month.
What does that mean that you forgot to include it?
In our little box there, we got put up the box so you can see the video here. And let's put up our March 2024 announcements. There we go. Here we go. Yeah. So I should have put up one that was like Easter. Yeah. But you know what we're going to do for that time. Huh?
I know what we're going to do.
Yeah, spring break.
For everyone out there, you'll be surprised when you tune in.
Do you remember last year we kind of got messed up because I think I got COVID. So we weren't able to have as big of a video that we wanted.
I don't remember that. I do remember that I was kind of left high and dry all by myself.
Nothing like that happened for you. You're making that up. Okay.
I'm talking about, let me see. I thought we were going to be pink and blue, and I was just pink by myself.
You were not. That's not what happened. I totally wore the suit. We had to broadcast from my home because I had. Anyway, he's playing with. He does that. It's March 2024 here at KPFA. Let's talk about what's happening again. It's the 75th birthday.
Yes.
All year long. That means we're going to mention it every month, every week, every day. In fact, there's some new promos that you're going to hear on the radio station that are people wishing KPFA happy birthday. We got some of our great hosts to record some audio and wish the station happy birthday. Isn't that great?
That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear that all year long.
Mm-hmm. All year long.
All
up
year
until
long.
The end.
Happy birthday.
Yes. So 75th birthday here. And so since we're having the 75th birthday, I want to continue to promote to you guys some of our big 75th birthday events that we have coming up. We want to make sure that you know about and that you can attend. The first one being the big one. Mm-hmm. What's the big one?
The big one is the April 6th event with Amy Goodman at First Church of Christ in Berkeley.
Oh, my God. It's Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman's going to be here.
Yeah. So she will be here that weekend. It's going to be a Saturday. It's going to be a wonderful event. You know, it just dawned on me that the ticket prices are $75 for the 75th.
That tickles you?
It tickles me because I'm thinking right now, it's like, 75. I was always wondering why.
Yeah, it's one for every day. Yes, it's going to, I'm super excited. Yeah. So we do have a sliding scale that you can show up. It's $25 sliding scale. $75 for a regular ticket. Mm-hmm. And then for a meet and greet.
$500.
With us. Meet and greet with us.
500 smackaroos.
And
to
Amy
see
Goodman.
Amy
she'll also be there too. $500. That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and you can get those meet and greets by going to kpfa.org, click on the donate button. It's one of the thank you gifts for that donation amount.
Yes, that's going to be fun. In fact, maybe if you can come over to my house, I can try on dresses. You can help me pick which one I'm going to wear for this amazing night that we're going to be out there when we see Amy. Mm. Amy G.
And then I can try my two bow ties and see which one matches, because that's what it's all about right now.
You think once we meet her and we like hang out, we could be on like a first name basis and be like, hey, Amy. Hey, Miko.
I'm sure. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay. She seems pretty nice. I've done some fundraising with her on the radio. It's actually pretty fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you had more interaction with her than I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I've only met her once in person when she came to, she was in Oakland to for a book tour, but it was very brief and quick.
Oh, well, so we're going to get in there really thorough and hang out with Amy some good quality times. And you folks out there in KPFA TV land. So yeah, make sure to check that out. Again, go on to the KPFA website. In fact, anything we're talking about here, anything you're talking about here, you can check out at kpfa.org. And always remember to listen to tune in to KPFA radio at 94.1 FM. So that's where all the information is. I love this. This is great. Yeah. All right. We got another event.
We do. And that's going to be on the actual day of our birthday, which will be Monday,
Happy birthday
April
to
15th.
Us.
It's going to be at the Freight and Salvage. And the two bands that we have that are going to celebrate by playing music is going to be the Russian Telegraph and French Le Beau.
Love that. I love their name, Russian Telegraph. Quick messages. Wait, I need to get a sound effect.
Yeah. Or maybe it could be, what do you call it, the Morse code. Telegraph messages.
Actually, maybe if you could put it in the budget, we'll put a little drum here. I can do it on my own.
Why don't we just get an actual telegraph?
I feel like we kind of have that. We kind of have that having a radio station, right?
We do. Sure. Sure. Yeah. But we're not sending telegraphs.
Okay. Anyway, yes. Again, we're going to be hanging out there, too. Ooh. What?
Okay, what I was going to say. I was going to go with a little joke of, okay, April 15th at Freight and Salvage, stop. Russian Telegraph and French Le Beau are performing, full stop.
Yeah.
Whatever else that they do.
What time it starts?
I have no
stop.
Idea.
Yeah, stop. Freight and Salvage, stop. Yeah. In Berkeley, stop. Miko and Antonio will be there, stop. I'll be wearing a dope dress, stop. You'll wear your other bow tie, stop. Yes.
Do you know... I don't even know how they do that. I just see it in movies. So maybe that's not how it actually works.
I think that is how I think it is how it works. Because then they would read the message, and it was like,
"Yeah,
coming home this weekend. Stop.
Now we go
pick me up at the train station.
On dictation.
Stop. Yeah.
Hey, Miko, comma. When are we gonna hang out? Question mark.
Yes.
How are you feeling? Question mark. Are you there? Question mark.
Yes. You see how we marvel in technology and communication here at the wonderful KBFA radio station, terrestrial radio here.
Come and marvel technology
marvel.
With
oh
us.
Oh, my God.
On the
how
deck.
Do we communicate? Yes. It's so new. All right.
So what else are we going to marvel on in March?
March is Women's Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our big thing here, this Saturday, actually, March 9th, we have International Women's Day. And it's a marathon. We're going to have it all day long, pretty much. It's going to go from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Where's my picture? Where's my picture so you can see it up there? There you go. Look at that. Isn't that great?
There we go. Excellent.
All the information there. It's lovely. It's put on by a lot of the lovely women here. Some of them are the producers of Women's Magazine, as well as a lot of the other women here here at KPFA. It's a great event. We do it every year. This is like, I guess, my fifth year part. I want to say it's my fourth year participating in it here, even though I've been here 5 years. I think the first year was just kind of like a preview of all the stuff. So it's great. This is going to be a great event. We got some great producers who are working on that. You're going to have some lovely content. It's going to be amazing. So definitely check that one out.
Yes. And let's go into the next one.
Well,
I was going to say that the main administrator of International Women's Day is Darlene Pagano.
Yes, Darlene has been nice.
Putting that all together. Mm-hmm. And then also the technical producer, which is also an intern here with On the Deck, EA, is working with them to make sure that all of the content gets on to play without a hitch on March 9th. Mm-hmm. And then also put that content on the website. And then there's a few other folks who are working and producing.
Yes.
Lisa Detmer is one of them.
Yes.
Margot Okazawa-Ray
yes.
is the other person. And then I want to say Kit Raphael is the other lead producer.
Yes. It's a good mix. So it's going to be good quality stuff. Tune in, listen to it. And then also, yes, we're telling you it's this Saturday. Should you happen to miss it, you can always go to kpfa.org.
Mm-hmm.
There we have things archived so you can check it out. Again, you want to tune in to KPFA 94.1 FM this Saturday, March 9th. But just in case, again, if you miss it, you can watch or you can listen to it later in the month.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we got to find some special content from that we can throw up onto the podcast too to celebrate.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
I would love that.
Right? Because you guys are watching KPFA radio podcasts, right? Or not watching. You're listening. Okay. Actually, you can watch it.
You can watch it.
Because
yeah.
some of the episodes are connected to a video.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that dope? I know.
So you can watch it.
People don't know.
Or you can
you're
watch
sleeping
it
on
your,
us. You're you sleeping
can,
on us.
You can watch it with your eyes. Wait, no. I meant you can watch it with your ears.
That's how it happens.
Right?
Yes,
or you can
okay.
watch it with your eyes. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? We actually do have some other materials that go along with International Women's Day. And I actually want to do that by announcing some new videos that we're going to have for the month of March. So here we have KPFA TV, all new kinds of videos we got on the deck. Here we are doing it for March. But let's tell you about some of the things streaming here on KPFA in March. This week, actually, we got two videos from Full Circle, right?
Okay, cool.
And they're actually kind of support videos to prep for our big International Women's Day Marathon. That's this Saturday, March 9th. But we are going to have two videos from Full Circle. We're going to have one on March 5th. That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And then we're also going to have another one on March 8th, this Friday. So we got two opening acts. Excellent. For our International Women's Day. Isn't that fresh?
That's wonderful.
Right?
I love it.
You love it. Yes. Okay. So that now, we also got another video, again, streaming here on KPFA TV here. We've got Less Talk Music. That is going to be March 19th. And that's going to be in here with DJ Mike Biggs, D Minor, and Computer Blue.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some good feedback from the last time that they were here. So they're going to come do another video.
How fun. I'm looking forward to that too.
We have fun here. You having fun?
It's all about fun.
Yes, I love it.
F-U-N.
Oh. You were taking a long time to spell that word. So then you added the end and I was like, okay, good.
But you said O. F-U-N-O.
Okay.
R.
Sometimes when you drag things out, people could get lost.
M-N. O P Q R S T
V. Whatever. What do we got?
I don't know where that was going, but okay.
Do we ever know where it's going? We just let it take us.
I know.
Yes.
You know, we're like fish. We follow the stream. We follow where it takes us, and then we get to the ocean.
I don't know about you, but I'm a whale.
You're a whale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm big.
You're big.
I am.
Okay, but in an ocean, you're just a small fish.
Not if I'm a whale.
Huge ocean. But you're still small compared to the whole ocean.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all just small little creatures on this blue planet circling through.
You sound like you're getting ready to read me like a bedtime story.
Yes.
You are?
Anything and everything could just wipe us out. Have you ever thought about that?
Don't get morbid or anything. Let's keep it moving. Let's talk about the future.
The future. Yes,
coming
future.
Up here also
for another 75 years. We're going to talk about
in March. Yeah. Oh, you know what time it is for that special month.
Yes.
We do something every month. We keep it going. We love Herbal Highway here, and Herbal Highway loves us. So I think it's time now that we do our herb of the month. You want to tell them what our herb is going to be?
The herb is going to be dandelion.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's play that video from Herbal Highway, which airs Tuesdays at 1 p.m.
Hi, this is Sarah Holmes, host of the Herbal Highway on KPFA Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. with your herb of the month. Hello, and welcome to March Herb of the Month. I'm Sarah Holmes, producer and host of the Herbal Highway, and I'm coming to you each month with a herb that we're highlighting. And this month for March is dandelion. I've selected dandelion because we're going to change seasons this month. This is our turn of the wheel of the year from winter into spring, and this is a really good time to support our liver and support our digestion as we shift gears, not just energetically with the season, but the weather is changing, our diets are often changing, our activity levels are changing. So it's a really good time to give your liver a little extra love and also make sure your digestion is really up and running to handle those. You know, what are oftentimes more raw foods, more produce becomes available. So this is an opportunity to make sure your body's ready to get the most out of that food that you're eating. So dandelion, we use the whole plant. So this is the nice thing about it. Most of what I'm going to talk about today is the root. So dandelion root is what I'm mainly talking about here. It's a very cold plant. So a lot of the plants that support the liver are cold or cooling because they help to, usually when the liver is out of balance, it's too hot, it's heated. So a nice cooling liver plant is really a nice option for bringing greater balance to that important organ in our bodies. Some of the things that dandelion does is it really supports the peristaltic motion in our gut, which helps that the food move through our body. It helps ease constipation, also helps to clean the blood. So sometimes if you're having some skin issues, supporting the liver can really help you out and change that up. So dandelion root is really good here also. Dandelion root is also helpful if you're having some minor reproductive hormone imbalances. Just toning the liver can really help ease some of that. So that's another added benefit for you here as well. The leaf of dandelion is mainly used as a diuretic. Now, the beautiful reason to use this leaf is that, because many plants are diuretic, but what dandelion leaf brings to the table is potassium. As those of you who take diuretics might already know, potassium can be leached from your body in that process, and dandelion leaf brings in the potassium while also helping your body to flush excess water. So it's a really beautiful balance that happens with dandelion leaf. There aren't too many contraindications here for dandelion. If you're very kidney deficient, I would be mindful of it or work with a practitioner. Or if you have latex allergies, that's another reason to be a little cautious with dandelion. But otherwise, most of you, we can safely take it, and it's a great plant to really think about. So coming up around the equinox of spring equinox in March, it's a good time, a couple of weeks around that time, to take dandelion root for a couple of weeks. So you could take tea, like 6 ounces once a day for a couple of weeks, or you could take tincture, say 10 or 12 drops of tincture once a day for that time, just to get you up and running and ready for the season. Now, one of our hosts, Renee Camila, did an excellent episode dedicated entirely to dandelion. So there is so much more to know about dandelion. You can listen to that through the KPFA archives. And that episode was from September 1st of 2020. And also I did an episode dedicated just to the liver August 29th of 2023. So those are a couple examples of what you'll find in the archives at kpfa.org for old episodes of the Herbal Highway. And you can also, if you want to keep up with what's happening with the Herbal Highway, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Herbal Highway. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you join us each Tuesday at 1 on KPFA, and I'll see you next month for the Herb of the Month.
So if you'd like to listen to more of the Herbal Highway, you can find archives at kpfa.org and on some of your favorite streaming podcast platforms. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Herbal Highway. If you'd like to follow me, Sarah Holmes, one of the hosts of the Herbal Highway, you can follow me at Blue Water School. Renee Camila can be found at La Yerba Buena Herbs, and Emiliano Lemos can be found at Trans Herbalists. And check out KPFA, our home since 1997, on Facebook at KPFA 94.1, or Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at KPFA Radio. We hope to see you soon.
That was nice.
Dandelion root.
Oh, wait. We got sound here again?
Testing 1, 2.
Here we go. Sorry about that. but yeah, that was dandelion. Well, she said dandelion root?
Well, dandelion. It was about dandelion root.
Yeah.
Even though you could use all parts of the plant, she said.
Okay.
So.
Well, that was great.
Flushing out the system, diuretic, clearing out the excess
I heard
liquid.
The diuretic part, yes. Yeah. I was like, oh, yikes. Does that mean you could just like walk into a field and pick up dandelions and then it's like flush the system out?
You're holding it in your hands. Well, she did say the root. You'd have to pick up the root.
Oh, okay. You know, I get some good tips here from Herbal Highway. Mm-hmm. Last month they had a hawthorn, and that was Sarah Holmes, and she was saying how it's really good for the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, if you have, high blood pressure, it helps. And so my grandmother does have high blood pressure, so I got her some. And then I think her blood pressure has been a little bit better lately. So, yeah, so follow those Herbal of the Month recommendations from Herbal Highway because they're great. Mm. Or at least, am I allowed to say that?
They are very helpful. They give a lot of information.
Yes.
Yes.
And we appreciate information here. Mm. That's really what I want to say.
So every month on the deck.
I know. They really come through every month for us. It's been really great. Yeah, we love that. Mm. All right. So now we want to remind you again to check out the KPFA Best of Podcast. All you have to do is search KPFA Radio wherever you get your podcasts. You will find we always upload the audio here for On the Deck every month. So more announcements, more fun banter between Antonio and myself. Mm. But we also got some more episodes from some of the shows here at KPFA, which include Law and Disorder, Against the Grain, Africa Today, Don't Disturb This Groove, Nightcap, all the shows that we can get in contact with. And we've got even more coming for you. So it's great.
Excellent. That is wonderful news for everyone out there who doesn't know about KPFA because they'll discover us.
Yeah, it's worldwide. I have actually been looking at like the analytics of the distribution. It's people are around the world are listening to it. That's kind of cool.
Excellent. So
now I think you have to do something official here.
Official.
Yeah.
Yes, we are going to talk about ways to officially participate in ways that you get paid at the station.
Yeah.
That being said, there is a job that's open at KPFA. It is the membership coordinator position. It's going to be at, I want to say 30 hours a week here at KPFA. If you want to find out more about that, please check out kpfa.org under the job section. It'll be all there. And the deadline to apply is on the 14th of March is the deadline to apply.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So if you're trying to get paid, you got a few more days to do it. Maybe like 2 weeks, just under two weeks.
Yeah, a few more days.
Yeah.
And that position is actually doing a lot of interfacing with our membership, with our listenership, especially during fund drives and between fund drives. So no, it's going to be more of a interaction and building our donor data, our donor base, and making sure that our donor database is correct.
Okay, that's good. I'm excited about that. We did actually have two job postings, and one of them got taken. So yes. I love that. Apparently, this is being kind of efficient. It's really it's working, getting the information out there in ways that you can serve KPFA Radio.
Yes.
Yes.
And you'll probably hear about it again at our weekly recap.
Yes, which is Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Thank you for mentioning that. That was a great segue there. I love it.
There you go. See, you're wanted to use that word today. Segue.
Can you get us some segues?
Can I get some segues? Nah. Well, maybe we can get it for free.
Really?
Can we? I don't know. I don't know how we'll get it for free.
Got my hopes up there. I was excited.
Do you really want a segue?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know how I feel about segues. In the office? You're going to be using it in the office?
No, just around town. Mm. Have you ever seen that Family Guy episode where you saw like a bunch of his friends get on the Segway and they're just like rolling around town and they go, "We're not from here. We're not from here." Because
that's usually tourists who are riding Segways, right?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I guess some people, I think I dated someone once who was like, "I'm not getting on that. I'm not going to look cool." And I was just like, who cares how you look? You're going to be riding around on a Segway. Whatever.
But what does it mean when you're doing it in the office?
Fun.
I guess fun. I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I ride those electric scooters too. I love those.
In the office? In the building?
No.
From room to room?
No, I'm saying in general. Why do you have to keep applying everything here at the office? There's a whole world out there.
But if we got Segways for KPFA, we would use it in KPFA.
Oh, I thought we could just use it to like run errands. You know, be like, oh, I'm going to get the burritos.
What errands do we do?
That's what
across the street?
It's up the street, across the street, and there's stuff around the corner. And you know what?
We'd have
more options of what we could eat if we had Segways, because it'd be quicker. Yeah. We can get to them and stuff, you know.
True, but you could always just order it for delivery.
That's extra fee.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay for that? Because if you are, sure, let's do it that way.
Why would I pay for that and pay for a Segway?
Well, it seemed like it was either or with you, but anyway.
We're going to try to get it for free.
Tune in to On the Deck for our weekly recap, Tuesdays at 2, where you can see Antonio and I try to hash this out and decide if we're going to get Segways at the office.
If you want to see us if you want to see us verbally think, this is the place to be.
Mentally think. Yes.
Verbally. Well, we want to mentally think,
you
too.
But think verbally, out loud.
Think out loud. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be verbal thinkers.
Yeah.
So you can do that by following us on social media.
Ooh.
You know, hear us think in real time on Facebook at 94.1 and on X, twitch.tv, Instagram, and YouTube. Oh, and also on TikTok at KPFA Radio. Did I mess that up?
You got it.
I did?
Yes.
I got it? Okay, great.
You
wait,
got
right.
it. You got
Excellent.
It. You got it.
I had paused, to actually, I paused
You
there.
Paused, and because you like, paused, it messed me up for a second. I was like wait, correct. Did you get it? You got it. Yes. All right. Yeah. We've reached the end of our broadcast here, but mm-hmm. we want to say thank you to all the people who helped us put this on, because, yes, you see me and Antonio here looking fly and having mm-hmm. so much fun, but there's a lot of people who help us out. So we want to make sure to thank Peter Stickney. We want to say thank you to Paul Garber. We want to say thank you to Kai Gustafson. But we also want to say thank you to Roxy Van Volkenberg, Tim Brown, Mesty Thomas, EA, Crystal Chandra, and Clayton Peterson. Oh, and also Jess Hutchison. We got a lot of people here. That's a lot.
That's 11 people.
You count it?
Yes.
Yeah, we rocked the party.
Was that 11 or was that 16?
Doesn't matter. I think it's a bunch.
There's a bunch of people.
Yeah. Yes. We're a crew here. Mm. We roll hard.
We do.
We roll deep.
And that being said, see us roll deep tomorrow. What are we doing?
Yeah, we're coming back for the weekly tomorrow. But yes, I hope you guys enjoy these March announcements. Thank you guys for supporting KPFA. Again, always tune into KPFA 94.1 FM. Anything we talked about here, you can find online at kpfa.org. We'll see you guys next time. Happy 75th anniversary, KPFA.